Welcome back to the Off Peak, a video series from Charged Fleet covering electric vehicles and fleets. I'm editor and Off Peak host Martin Ramju. Today, we present a special edition on how data can help drive fleet electrification and track the usage and costs. One of the leading benefits of EVs is how they produce ample data that can be used to make them run more efficiently. In this episode, we hear from an expert, Eric Malia, the Vice President of Sustainability Solutions for Geotab, a leading provider of telematics and technology in the fleet space. Eric takes us through the smart steps in moving toward an electrified fleet. All right, welcome to Eric Malia, Vice President of Sustainability Solutions at Geotab. We're glad to have you here on the Off Peak.
Thank you for having me, Martin. My pleasure to be here.
So let's get right to it. Let's get to your expertise about data and analytics and how those can help a fleet operation plan and choose the right electrification options.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. You know, when you think about the telematics industry, suppliers in that industry are really good at building mountains and mountains of data, and operationalizing that data into something useful for fleets is the task at hand. And initially, when folks would think about telematics data, the sort of go-to thought process is GPS data. Where are my vehicles right now? So they associate telematics with GPS. Historically, this is like a common way of thinking of telematics data. But as users begin using the technology, or as they're purchasing the technology, they quickly learn, hey, there's all this historical information that the telematics system is able to give me. Like, not only where are my vehicles now, but where did they go? And how long was the trip? What are trends on fuel or emissions data? And so a lot of that is useful in helping understand what is historically happening in the fleet, establishing some baselines, and then thinking about where are there opportunities for improvement. But the real powerful thing that telematics data can do is predictive analytics. So rather than looking backwards at what has happened, or give me a snapshot of what's happening right now, tell me the what ifs. What is the art of the possible? Where can we go with our fleet? And how can telematics data help us do that? So once you put that lens on and you take that forward-looking predictive analytics approach with the telematics data, it becomes tremendously more powerful than what folks traditionally think of it as. And so with fleet electrification planning, that is where the power of predictive analytics could come in. So at Geotab, in that regard, we developed a solution called the EV suitability assessment. We take all of the historical data from an internal combustion engine vehicle that's operating in your fleet that has telematics deployed on that fleet, and very granular, precise data, what's going on. And we feed that into predictive models that would say, hey, if you were operating electric vehicles in the exact same way, nothing changes, we get your data and you do everything the same way over a course of a year, what would have happened or what could happen if you're doing that on electric vehicles? What would be the emissions benefit? What would be the cost savings benefit? What would be the fuel reduction benefit? Or the inverse, you know, would you actually spend more by electrifying your fleet over time? And so taking that historical data and putting it into a what-if scenario around predictive analytics is how you could think about using data to plan for electric vehicles. The other element of the predictive analytics that's really powerful is not just the historical data that's specific to an individual fleet, but the power of the modeling itself. So since Geotab has more EV data than anyone else across multiple OEMs in the industry, we're able to build reliable predictive models and validate the accuracy of those models with that real world data to know with confidence and give our customers the confidence that they can make their electrification decisions with certainty, knowing, will the vehicle have enough range? Will it actually give me a reasonable payback in the time that I'm operating this vehicle.
It's interesting that you mentioned the accumulated data on ICE vehicles and, of course, the predictive analytics on electrification. So with that in mind, which fleet vehicles would you say qualify as the first ones to be replaced with the electric vehicles?
This is a really interesting question as well, because if you look at the electric vehicle industry and you say, hey, what is the vehicle availability right now? There's a lot of passenger cars, right? But in the fleet space, passenger cars is actually a smaller segment than, you know, all the other segments. You look at the heavy duty trucks or buses, medium duty, light duty trucks, vans, and so on, SUVs, this type of thing. All of those different categories are more disproportionately popular in the fleet industry than, say, for consumers, like individuals like you and I. So while there's a tremendous amount of potential for those passenger cars, availability of those sort of heavier class vehicles is a challenge still right now, right? So what we need to do is look at a fleet with the data they have and say, what is the art of the possible? What are the scenarios for EVs where there are vehicles available? So I actually like to highlight, I have this analogy, sort of like the Goldilocks effect. So which vehicles are available and on what fleet duty cycles are they a good fit, right? So in the Goldilocks effect, you know, it's too soft, too hard, just right, right? But in the fleet context, we're looking at, oh, it drives too much, it doesn't drive enough, or it's just right. You got to kind of find that sweet spot. Because if the utilization is too low, you don't get that economic payback from the low operating costs, right? So there might be a bit of a premium you pay for an electric vehicle compared to an ICE vehicle up front, but you can get that payback in a reasonable amount of time if you're using the vehicle. But if it's going too far on a daily basis, you're going to have range restrictions, right? So you got to find that sweet spot in the data, and the way the vehicle's operated, it's easy for us to input that data into a predictive model for EVs and really determine with what vehicles are available, where is there a good match in your fleet?
With so much data that's available, the bottom line is it always emerges with fleets, and in transitioning to electric vehicles, how can they accurately measure the total cost of ownership and ensure that these vehicles either break even or contribute to the P&L?
Right. And it all comes back to the data. So if we think of categorically the costs, like being able to predict the fuel costs from an ICE vehicle and the electricity costs from an electric vehicle, or to blend from a plug-in hybrid, can be tricky. So we've seen customers really struggle with this, with fuel volatility, of course, in the last year. But in the case of leveraging the data to do predictive analytics, we know there's generally three or four fundamental categories. So there's the acquisition costs and the depreciation costs, which should really look at the make and model and powertrain type and see the trends in the industry. What are the depreciation costs for these types of vehicles? The energy costs or fuel costs, we leverage the predictive modeling to do that. Maintenance costs, again, as an EV driver, I love the fact that in the last 4 years, I haven't had to really do any maintenance on my battery electric vehicle. So knowing, you know, with the different powertrain types and different makes and models, what is the predicted cost per mile on a maintenance standpoint, whether it's a battery electric vehicle, a plug-in hybrid, internal combustion, and how will that differ across makes and models? And then sometimes there's consideration from our clients with respect to insurance costs. So will the insurance provider give you a better rate if you electrify your fleet? Some of these electric vehicles are quite advanced and they offer a lot of safety features. And depending on your insurance provider, you might be able to get some benefits that way as well.
Now with charging infrastructure, we all know that plugging in an EV is the easiest thing to do, but what goes into setting up the plugs is certainly more involved. How should a fleet operation best approach the planning and the selection of either a charging network or established chargers?
Yeah, so the charging infrastructure is a great question. And connecting it back to the previous one around costs, what a fleet's going to need to consider, particularly in a depot scenario, is how are you going to manage all that charging so that you don't spike your cost of electrifying your fleet through things called demand charges or service system upgrades. So if the fleet can be vulnerable to having all of that EV charging spike at the same time and incurring big demand charges on their electricity bill. So being able to understand when your vehicles can charge, not just when they are likely to charge, and automating the management of that is really important. But before even getting to that step, thinking about the planning phase, if you go to your existing fleet data, just like we do with the predictive analytics to understand what make and model is a good fit, is a good match for a certain duty cycle, we could look at things like the dwell location and the dwell times of vehicles and the driving needs of those vehicles, and then predict how much charging would happen at that site and when it could happen, and determine what types of charging stations are needed, how many, and how might you manage this to mitigate any additional costs in electrifying the fleet. So this is, we call this the charging infrastructure assessment. And this is an extension on the EV suitability assessment that focuses specifically on the charging question. One other element to this, Martin, that's really interesting is the vehicles that will go home and how do you manage charging at home? So when people take their vehicle home, they're going to need to be reimbursed for the charging that they do at home. And how could the data that's being collected on the vehicle be used to create a reimbursement program for that charging that is geofenced at their home? So that's another solution that fleets will want to consider when they think about planning their infrastructure. Is it depot? Is it at home? What are the dwell times? How much power is needed? These types of considerations.
So you've explained how to use data to purchase the vehicles, to estimate the total cost of ownership, and then to assess the charging and the power needs. Once that's all in place, what about the daily operation of EVs? Once you have it all set up in the fleet and the vehicles are in the fleets, how can the data be applied to maximize efficiency?
So another great question. A fleet that is managing electric vehicles will have a lot of different needs than they did with their internal combustion engine vehicles. And it's really interesting to think about the categories of data types for electric vehicles that they'll need. So the driving data is one, and a lot of people will think about that. But having a telematic system to produce robust charging data is really important to address all the different use cases that you're going to be managing as a fleet operator with electric vehicles. And I'll give you a few examples, and it changes by vocation and fleet type. So a taxi operator, they are going to need to know in real time, what is the battery state of charge and where is the vehicle? And if I'm doing dispatching with my electric fleet, you know, can this vehicle be dispatched to pick up a customer given where they need to go? So we've had customers with those types of needs in the taxi fleet. Government fleet operators, they may keep the vehicle quite a bit longer. So they might think about things like, well, I would really like to know the battery state of health or the battery health over time. Is the battery degrading because I'm keeping it longer than say in the private sector? And how might that impact my resale value? How might that impact the range capability of the fleet? So there's different use cases and needs. Last mile delivery vehicles, we developed a special add-in for our software solution we call EV Charge Assurance. This is a real-time dashboard that's heavily used by the last mile delivery fleets to know the charging status of all the vehicles in the depot and which ones are going to be ready for when they need to be deployed, fully charged, and which ones won't be. And can they make real-time decisions to change the charging behaviors or the dispatching plans of those vehicles given the charging requirements? So all of these different use cases need sort of a flexible solution with robust data to be able to address those needs.
Now, in your experience working with data as it applies to fleets and the telematics, what What do you see as some of the key lessons that the early adopters have learned about fleet electrification and that can better inform the process for fleet managers who are about to take the leap into electric vehicles?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting to see the motivations for electrification over the decade plus that I've been working in this industry. You know, early on, a lot of folks were, you know, kind of told they need to electrify. Maybe some mandates were in place and they had to figure out, and they put EVs, or, you know, a misstep that we would see was EVs were appearing in low utilization applications, right? And so they would say, hey, you know, I need to get these EVs because I was told to, and I'm going to put them in the place where they're least used and will cause the least harm. And actually that was a big misstep, because as we talked about earlier, you know, if it's not used enough, if the electric vehicle is not utilized enough, you're not going to ever get that payback. And so often we would see electric vehicles go into a shared motor pool and kind of have these low utilization. But what we started to see over time is when people figured out that matching EV to the duty cycle logic, industries like last mile delivery, which are, you know, it's a really hot industry right now, of course, they are really seeing the value. Rather than being told, hey, you need to electrify, they're saying, hey, this is a competitive advantage because we can save all sorts of money by electrifying if we can figure out in what duty cycles, what applications, where can these go to get as high utilization as possible, to get as much cost savings as possible without running into range issues or power constraints at the depot. So figuring out that calculus and making it more of a competitive advantage, a cost-saving tool, is really the transition that we're starting to see leaders in the industry take from a, hey, I must do this and I'm going to put it in an application where it causes the least harm, to, hey, this is a tremendous advantage. How do I figure out how to execute at a high level with these electric vehicles? And that's where I think telematics really comes in to provide the data to understand where those competitive advantages exist with fleet electrification.
I'm realizing as you answered all six of these questions, each one could be its own episode. So we certainly hope, Eric, that you'll come back and join us again. But thank you very much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And anytime, just give me a call, Martin. I'd be happy to join you.
Okay. And we'll certainly have some information at the bottom of the screen for viewers who would like more information. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks to Eric Malia of Geotab for his data-driven insights on getting the most out of an all-electric fleet. We'd like to point you to a few useful insights that round out the picture on fleet electrification. Geotab's Fleet Electrification Knowledge Center combines resources, analysis, and fleet experiences in one convenient location to help guide you every step of your fleet electrification journey. You can see the link on the screen below. One such fleet experience featured on the center is that of Enterprise Fleet Management. The company worked with Geotab to quantify the potential benefits of incorporating EVs into their fleet by conducting an EV suitability assessment. They found that among more than 91,000 light commercial vehicles analyzed, 13% of the vehicles could immediately transition to a range-capable EV and save money. That increased to 45% now that pickup trucks have become available. That's just one example of the many resources you can access by visiting Geotab's Fleet Electrification Knowledge Center. Finally, remember to follow and connect with Charged Fleet on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and sign up for our weekly Charged Fleet e-newsletter to stay up to date on the latest EV industry news. I'm Martin Ramju with Charged Fleet. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again here on another data-sparkling episode of The Off-Peak.